Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on Wednesday, June the 9th. 2021, 6'9" is a big, it's a big thing. Yesterday,
the amount of Instagram followers that we now have is
609. Wow,
609. Dave's unemployment alarm's going on.
Good call.
And yeah, today is also my parents' 42nd wedding anniversary.
Wow,
42 years.
Wow, dude, that's impressive.
God bless my mother. God bless my mother, because Dad, we all know how you could be.
Is one of those, yeah, one of those guys you just have to have the patience of an angel to get along with. But hey, listen, congratulations to your parents. That's that.
Yeah.
But big time following yesterday, right? We picked up that Amazon gift card is really starting to make guys salivate.
I was worried that I was only gonna get 3 followers out of a $10 Amazon gift card, but we got I said 17, then Pete was like 6 + 9 = 15. So I said, Pete, go fuck yourself, bro. I haven't had my bowl hit yet this morning.
Pistols,
so I'm a little
Pete,
off.
Production Pete in the house, Sturch and Gooch here for another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. A lot of things actually went down yesterday. As quiet as the day was, as far as, it's not even quiet. There's plenty of stuff that happened yesterday. But I do want to touch on right off the bat, and eventually I want to talk about the Gerrit Cole interview that kind of made everybody look kind of foolish. We'll talk about the Yankees and the Mets getting back on the field, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. Listen, I know there's not a lot of people going in and out on the NHL playoffs, but the Lightning do win. They close their series. The Lightning now move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And, of course, they'll play the winner of the Boston Bruins and New York Islanders series. So that should be good. And then, of course, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Talk about a franchise. Isn't it like a thing where like an expansion franchise comes in and they're supposed to suck for a little while?
Yeah, Vegas hasn't sucked.
Vegas has not sucked.
I know that.
You know that
I
much.
Know that about hockey.
You
Vegas
know that
kind of took the league by storm.
They really right did. And now they're up 3-2 in their series trying to get to the Western Conference Finals, but obviously we'll cover more
First of
that.
First of all, how is the playoffs in the NHL not over yet? I feel like they've been going on since day one, since we started this podcast.
In January.
In January. Like, it's been the NHL playoffs. What's going on,
NHL? You know
NHL?
What it is? Every game feels like a playoff game. That's how good hockey is, bro. And you'll find out firsthand as we call the game on Saturday live from the
Woodbridge. Clears it, ladies and gentlemen. He clears it.
The Woodbridge Rec Center.
That's all I got.
You know what's funny? That's the first time I'm walking into that building since I worked there. I worked there. I drove a Zamboni for 5 years. True story. The coolest job. Pun intended, because you're on the ice, get it? I'm dad jokes all day. But what a great job, you know? And I was young, so I used to get out of work at like 11:30. My buddy, my best friend Greg, used to work at Lowe's before he did his career shift. And we used to just go out and drink at 11:30 at night, because they're like, that's the shift end, and that was great. So shout out to the United Skates of America is where I worked, and Skatosaurus. And did you ever have a roller skating party?
Saint was the Skatosaurus. Did you know that?
Holy shit! I knew Saint first.
Saint was the Skatosaurus.
Oh my god, that's like that rattles my brain.
So Mike Saint was
from Edison though, or Woodbridge?
From the one the OG. He was the OG.
So that's
Skatosaurus
Edison.
In Edison, United Skates of America.
Did you ever have a birthday party there?
No, I've been to plenty. But I've never actually had a birthday party there.
Plenty. All right. Well, there.
I would go. I was more of a Grand Slam guy.
Yeah. Obviously the batting cages. Did it teach you how to strike out?
Well, yes, absolutely. Also, get game winning hits. But.
Oh, okay. Good. 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 Whatchamacallit. So, I do. I digress with that one, but the NHL playoffs, definitely go tune into those. They're a lot of fun, and they're getting down to the nitty gritty. And we're going to have, that's going to be part of the blogs. I know that the blogs are going to launch when our website launches. Plenty of people want to talk NHL. This is a way to do it without using your voice. So we encourage it. We encourage all the blogs. I know you were encouraging my buddy Sean Ryan to do a wrestling blog. That might hit, you know,
whatever, bro.
I'm all for it. You know, like
I'm sure that there's some wrestling fans that are also football fans that are also UFC fans. So if we have a wrestling fan writing a wrestling blog on our website,
he's a former wrestler too.
Former wrestler. So he has some insight. if he writes a good blog and then people come to read his blog on our website, the idea is that they will then maybe listen to our podcast, read another blog on our
the
website.
Catalyst known as yes. chopsports.com. Going to be launching that. Well, hopefully it's .com.
We're in negotiations. We're in negotiations,
which
.com.
Is bizarre to me. I don't know. That just seems like we got to hit up somebody that hasn't used the website since 2012. So it's been 9 years inactive. And the damn website was made for like a home run derby between some guy
which,
and a bunch
way,
of his buddies.
By the way, I must tip my cap to that guy. Because that, making is, a that website is a because legendary a legendary approach to doing fantasy football or fantasy baseball in this case. Because right. that's what it was. They formatted their own fantasy league because I looked at that website, believe me.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a home run derby. And it was like a 6 year, 7 year running thing. But mm-hmm. the last time it was updated was 2012. So just take our money, bro.
Yeah,
that's it.
Seriously, take our money. So we do start with something that kind of triggered a lot of people. I was tagged on Twitter by, you're never going to guess who tagged me on Twitter. Go for it.
James Rube.
James Rube, absolutely. Rube tagged me on Twitter. He said, Dave, handle this before I roast him inside of Chop Sports. And I didn't know what he was talking about because I just saw a tag with no context.
And then he went and roasted him inside
Chop
Sports.
And then he roasted him anyway. Plenty of times, actually. He put that comment on multiple posts.
I actually had comments typed up several times underneath James Rube's post yesterday. And then I realized this one's not even in Chop Sports. This is just his page. And I said, you know what? I'm going to back up a little bit because it's not the idea that Gerrit Cole isn't cheating. I don't care. I actually, you know that I don't care. And you also know that I think he's cheating, which I think you do as well now, but we'll get to that.
Mm.
And my whole thing is like the obsession with just him. You know, it's like it's just
New York.
Him. There's
baby.
Probably three
it's New York.
There's three players on your roster that probably cheated too.
Right.
I don't want to spearhead this whole thing because I think that there's a way to develop this conversation. But I just wanted to say that James Rube, relax with the Gerrit Cole hate.
Right. So I watched the video and it's bad. It's bad in the sense of you're tiptoeing around, you're bouncing around, you're stumbling your word, you're saying about 54 times.
It's worse because it gives credence to the guys that
literally,
we're trying to shut down, a.k.a. James
literally
Rube.
It gives him the most venom, bro.
It sucks.
I don't know the interview word for word, but in context, they asked him about the sticky stuff. What do they call it? Spider tack?
Spider tack.
Okay, so spider tack. They asked him about that. Have you used it? His response.
You want me to just respond how he responded?
Sure.
Ask me.
Have you ever used the spider tack stuff for any enhancement for your pitching?
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Hey, Bubba. Yeah. It's Gerrit Cole.
By the way, you know what's funny?
Don't tell anybody about
this.
But
the more I think about that text, the more I know it's fake. It's so fake. No man in the history of man would come out and say, hey, it's Gerrit Cole. I'm cheating.
And then the more you watch that interview, quote-unquote interview, the more you realize that he also definitely cheated.
I mean, by not saying anything is the admittance to guilt.
So now when we say he cheated, okay.
I say he cheated to get the contract
you
that
could
he
make
got.
The case that anybody that took steroids in baseball prior to it becoming illegal didn't actually cheat because there was no, as you said,
legislation.
There's no legislation. There's no rules against it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been something that, as Gerrit Cole put it, it's the customs and like traditions that are passed down. Like this is some fucking ancient folklore passed down from your great great grandfather, and it's like an artifact in your family,
right? Like it's written scripture on your wall.
It's like here's how to push the limit, and you know sometimes the limit pushes back a little bit. And this is the case of you were saying all the batting averages are down across the league.
That's who's telling. Buster only came out today and said that the reason why this is getting pushed down people's throats now is because the position players are not hitting the balls the way they've typically hit balls. Meaning like, wait a minute, I hit this guy last year. I hit this guy earlier this year.
I'm so confused by what's happening in baseball because every year it
we're
seems
going through
like,
the steroid era again.
Well, forget, fine.
But that's
fine,
what's happening.
Fine. But we're
now
actually,
the crackdown has begun.
But to my understanding that this era has never been gone. Like during the steroid era, it was also the tacky ball era. Always is what basically Buster only saying. It's like everybody's done it. Gerrit Cole saying it's been passed down by older players to younger players.
Grandpa Cole.
But my point being is, at what point will they say, okay, let's stop altering the ball? Because last year it was, oh, we're going to change the new ball. We're going to you know, it was the live ball era. Mm-hmm. Then it was, well, now we got to change the ball. Well, now it's they change the ball and the batting averages are down. And they're like, oh, it's the sticky stuff. So why'd they change the ball if the pitchers were allowed to cheat? It's so confusing to me. And it seems like maybe it's just the progression of the game, and that's how it is. Guys are trying to hit too many home runs now. The shift is in play.
Chicks plus the long ball, bro.
Plus the tacky ball. Now it's the dead ball.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just not allowed to take steroids, apparently. You could fight. You could throw at people. All those things. You could.
Can I make a general statement right now that Don LaGreca actually tweeted out yesterday via watching. He's a Mets fan. He was watching the Mets and the Orioles, and we'll get into that in a second. But he said that they used review. It was clear as day, and they still got it wrong. He said, and I quote, baseball is broken. Baseball's broken right now because they don't have a solve for anything.
All that needs to happen is for Sanchez to keep up his hitting streak, right? Andujar to keep tearing the cover off the ball. The Yankees win a couple games and baseball's fixed. We don't really
care. The Yankees are successful,
that's it.
Baseball's
broken. They can't hit. Yankees can't hit.
Right. As you say that, we'll segue into the Yankee game, but I said on Twitter, and I quote, the Yankees can't hit the baseball. Can't hit baseballs. That's it. Like, because I was tired of it. It was like the third or fourth inning. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's the Twins.
Maybe the Yankees.
And it's fat bastard Pineda. Did you see Pineda, by the way? He looks like he ate Pineda.
And have you seen CeCe, by the way?
He's ripped to the gills. It's like,
I was just going to say, maybe the Yankees should go visit A-Rod and CeCe's doctor because they're definitely on the stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, CeCe can be now, so can A-Rod. They could do whatever they want. They're not being tested. But Pineda, my God, bro, he doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look. And it's so funny that we're all talking about the sticky stuff, and the Yes Network literally flashed back to, hey, remember when Pineda had this glob of shit on his neck? And they're like, oh.
He's one of those older players that passed it on to one of the younger players. Like, he's showing it, you know,
his
everybody how it's done.
30-year-old self is showing Gerrit Cole how to do it.
You know, if you looked at the look on his face when he was getting caught, he was like, what? Like, what? What? Only he was probably like, K.
Yeah.
K.
Are you Spanish?
Pineda, yeah, come on, bro. What the fuck? Everybody.
Everybody's MLB. Spanish. What are you talking about? But now, for real, though, like, obviously they talked about, they touched on the cheating and stuff, but the Yankees as a whole couldn't hit the baseball for the life of them. And then finally, it's almost as well, like from Major League, like Serrano woke up bats. You know what I mean? Because then all of a sudden, crack, crack, crack. And I'm thinking, like, oh, wow, here we go. You know, here we go. Gary Sanchez, something I can say for him. He's batting .353 in his last 11 games. Finally. And we just talked about
it. It brings him up to a whopping 181 for the season or something crazy bad.
We did say that, I think, 2 days ago. We said, like, well, Sanchez is just, the project's over with him. He stinks.
We should just start calling out players publicly.
Because, like, look, we told Frazier, he hits a walk-off home run,
and
right?
Then he had two RBIs, essentially what was the game winner, the next game.
We are literally personally responsible for 14 hits last, 14 beat, or 15? 14 hits last night. For the New York Yankees.
Only 7 runs. That means they probably still left a ton of guys on base.
Andujar. Bro.
Miggy's one of my favorites.
Hit one into orbit last night.
So happy that he's swinging a bat again.
Like I said, he needed that. Sanchez hits a rocket, too. They're all starting to hit. They're getting a couple breaks last night. You know, they did the
You know who really sucks? LeMahieu. It's time to get rid of LeMahieu. The LeMahieu project is over.
That's perfect.
Right?
Tonight, 4
he's
for
terrible.
4. DJ LeMahieu let off the game last night.
LeMachine is El Broken.
Yeah, well,
El Gary calls him El Machine.
He led the game off with a double, and then Pineda retired the next like 14. I was like, okay, great. They're like,
he led off the game with a double, and then they went 0-for-3 with a runner in scoring position. Subsequently,
basically,
essentially, that's the Yankee season in a nutshell. So,
I mean, look, they put up the runs yesterday. One thing I will bring up, I don't know if you did you watch the entire game through or not.
No, I didn't watch every pitch.
Okay, so Jordan Montgomery start yesterday. He's dealing. He gives up a couple runs early, and I'm just like, here we go again. You know, they're not going to be able to catch up because they can't score 2 runs. But there was a moment in the game. I think it was around the 85 pitch mark. He's obviously struggling. And anytime a pitcher's struggling, the mound visit usually is the pitching coach. Yesterday, it was Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone gets out of the dugout. Now, they showed a replay, and Aaron Boone kind of pumps his hands like, calm down, I'm not coming to get you, but almost like, calm down, I can see the look in your eye, let's talk. Jordan Montgomery did enough yesterday in that mound visit to convince Aaron Boone to say, all right, and left. And Boone went back in the dugout. What's the next pitch, Gooch? It's a game-tying double. And Boone looks like garbage. First of all, Jordan Montgomery is not old enough or experienced enough to make those decisions. Aaron Boone needs to nut up, and he needs to realize where he is in the Bronx, in New York. Those are the fan base.
I did see
you
this.
Have to take him out there. If you have that gut feeling and you want to leave your dugout, make the move. Make the decision. Do not hold back. There was one moment, and I'm sorry to keep rambling, but if you remember this moment, I think it was Mussina was pitching. And Torrey took like two steps out of the dugout. Mussina was like, get your ass back in there. And Torrey was like, okay, you know, and then he shut it down. That's Mussina. This is Jordan Montgomery.
I understand, but the Yankees are reeling right now, right? And they're looking for a way to galvanize and build some confidence. And for a young pitcher, honestly, whether he gave up the game-tying hit or not, I almost don't mind that move, because if it does work out, then it shows Montgomery that Boone's got his back. He's confident in him. I understand in New York, especially when you don't make that move, the hindsight is always 20/20. You're gonna rip it. But if Montgomery comes out there and he fucking makes the pitch on the next one, you and I are having a different conversation about Aaron Boone
right now. That's when a head coach in the NFL goes for a fourth.
I'm not by any stretch defending Aaron Boone this season, because I don't think he's done a great job. I'm hot and cold on him. His voice bothers me, you know, but I'm not really mad about that move, especially because the Yankees were able to pull it out and pick him up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Which is ultimately the important thing. Granted, it was against the Twins.
100%. 100%. It was against the Twins, but they do. Again, we say it now. You don't need a better win in June than they needed last night. And now tonight, it's going to be interesting. Gerrit Cole goes on the mound for the first time since all this garbage popped off. He's facing Donaldson. Donaldson's the one that kind of pretty much outed people without outing people. Does he throw at him? He's the leadoff batter. Is that the first thing you're going to see tonight in the home half of the first inning?
Absolutely not. Unless Gerrit Cole decides to do that, but I think that the optics would look really bad. Like he
but
pretty
does
much,
it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
But does it? Because,
yeah.
Look, here's my argument to that. I get where you're probably going to go with this, but if Gerrit Cole, right, isn't cheating. Let's say he's not, right? And obviously the interview kind of says, all right, it doesn't look good. But what if he's not? And somebody comes up to you. Let's just take a real life scenario. Chris, you took that test yesterday. I know you cheated, bro. I know you cheated. And you know you didn't cheat. We're in school now, by the way. And you're like, no, dude, I'm good. I'm good at this. Like, no, dude.
Oh, and I had a baseball in my hand. I'd throw it right at his head.
Right.
No, I actually wouldn't.
No. The next time somebody's trying to soil you, the next time I throw it so far behind his head, and I look at him, and I go like this.
You're leaving out.
You know, and just. Like,
give him
the
Kenny Powers, you're fucking out.
I'm not doing it because you tried to soil my name.
There was like a big if in that. You started this whole thing off as if you weren't actually cheating. And in this case, Gerrit Cole actually is. So,
I still don't even want to admit.
I understand that you're caping up for the Yankee. And I love that. And that's something that I typically do as well. It's just that in this particular case, he did it when he was on the Astros and he beat us.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically beat us in the ALCS. And they were all cheating. So I'm going to root for Gerrit Cole. I like Gerrit Cole. I acknowledge that he probably cheated, definitely cheated. And I also acknowledge that the rest of the league was cheating. So Donaldson basically is what you're saying to me is that he has to watch his back in every single time that he steps in the batter's box.
Because he's prime candidate number
now,
one right
I don't
now.
Think it's it should definitely not
That's
come.
Like Jose Canseco when he was like, everybody's steroids.
I think Gerrit Cole has a lot of bigger things to deal with right now than to worry about Donaldson throwing at him, putting your team in a bad position. Like, he has to come out and pitch well. That's what he has to do and say, look, I can still pitch even though I'm not using spider tack. Now, Donaldson, I could say, like, he's a snitch. You know, people could be like, you know, unwritten rules. But it is what it is. Look,
they get stitches, bro.
He feels some type of way. He feels like he could be a better player. Everybody's entitled to say what they want. I don't want to censor anybody. Freedom
of
everything.
It's like playing a video game and losing and saying it's because you have a cheat code.
But if the Yankees were going to throw, at Josh Donaldson yesterday, it should not have been Gerrit Cole. It should have been Montgomery or a reliever that came in when the game was in hand. They should take it off his plate if they so thought that he wasn't cheating.
It'll be interesting.
But I'm pretty sure everyone in that locker room is fully aware that he cheated when they played him, and now that he probably cheated a little bit for them. And when I say cheated, I mean like did what everyone was doing before it was actually called out. and called cheating.
I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. The Crosstown Mets, you can listen to Till Mets Do Us Part drops tomorrow. I'm sure they'll preview and review and all that stuff. But they do drop a game and give up 10 runs to the Baltimore Orioles. And I said yesterday, and I quote, the Mets had a bye in the beginning of the week because they should just run over the Orioles. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, I also said I'd rather be the Mets and retract my comments.
We also said that we kind of had a bye playing Detroit, and then we got swept. When you're riding high,
baseball's
baseball. And then you run into a bad team, you kind of play to that level. Baseball, they're all major leaguers.
That's baseball, Susan. But tonight, the Mets are back in action, and they're facing an old friend once again. Matt Harvey is on the hill for the Baltimore Orioles as they take on the Mets tonight. So we'll take a little break, and we'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the NBA playoffs and what went down last night. You've heard us talk about Jess and Sunflower Meadow Seasoning for a couple months now, and as the weather gets nicer, business is starting to pick up. So right now, for a limited time, Chop Sports fans get to partner up with Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. We're going to create an exclusive product line just for us. We present to you Chop Sports Dip. That's right, it's a cheddar beer dip. And on top of that, we're going to create Chop Sports Dust, which is a Chicago Steakhouse Chop Dust. Check us out in person on June 19th at the St. James Fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you mention Chop Sports, you're going to receive $2 off your purchase of $15 or more. Check out Sunflower Meadow Seasoning online at sunflowermeadowseasonings.com. All right, so we're back here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. We want to thank, obviously, the advertisers that come on with us every single week. If you're looking for advertising space, definitely hit me up. Shoot me a message. There are opportunities for you to grow your business by coming on and linking on with the Chop Sports train. That is full speed ahead, locomotive style. But the NBA playoffs last night, I will fully admit, I watched briefly. You know, I was really locked into the Yankees. I can necessarily watch both at the same time. I do have the old picture-in-picture. But I saw my man Ice Trey lose a game. The 76ers looked like they put a hurting on him. And the 76ers, I saw Nick Schein put something like, that Nets 76ers series is going to be so much fun. Was it that dominating as far as the Sixers are concerned, or...
I didn't watch much of that game.
Wow, damn, Pete.
Yeah, it was. Okay. They completely annihilated them. It was like a 40-point lead at one point, I think.
Really? Because they won by 16, so...
I don't know. Maybe I'm
it might have felt wrong, like that.
But it
might
was
have
felt like the game was in hand the entire time. And, I'm pretty sure I got an update on Bleacher Report. I was like, oh, I'm about to go watch the second half of this game. And then I got an update, and I was like, there's no reason for me to go sit down and watch that game now.
Okay.
So I put the Yankees on.
Okay. So Joel Embiid drops 40 points. Thinking ahead... Yes, I think a 76ers.
Maybe that was what I got, 40 points for Embiid.
Maybe that's where you got the 40 number. There you go. So there you go. But, yeah, so that game in hand, that series now tied at one because the Hawks decided to steal the first one. The later game, the Clippers and the Jazz, closer game, obviously. The Jazz take it. Donovan Mitchell, 45 points. What a game out of Donovan Mitchell. My God. Ball out, 112-109. They take a 1-0 series.
He's answering all those questions that Shaq had in the offseason. You got to play harder. You got to play better. If you're the star of the team, you got to demand this. You got to demand that. You got to do that. Donovan Mitchell's doing it.
Okay, so, and that's great because now's the time. You know, if you
that series is going seven.
All right, I'm just going to mark a little thing here and say that you said it's going seven. You did call the Clippers-Mavs series, but now that series is 1-0 in favor of the Jazz, so you think the Clippers will be resilient and they'll get back on it. Kawhi had a great game, too.
I think that, obviously, you know how I feel about the road team could easily split, steal home court. The pressure's still on Utah. Not necessarily they have the win, obviously, but the Jazz, meanwhile, the Clippers go in and steal game two, and then they got home court.
This is very true. Whenever the road team can take one of two,
even if Utah wins, that series is going seven games.
Wow.
But I don't know that the Clippers are going to win that series.
But it's going seven.
I know it's going. They'll seven. Battle I really back. Like Utah. Really like Utah.
It's weird, man. I haven't seen them this good since like Stockton Malone. You know what I mean? Like they're really unless like again, I've missed the last 20 years of basketball. Not as in depth as I have been this year, but it seems like it's been a while since the Jazz. They got a nice little rotation.
They got rotation. A good bench. The team is really good.
Yeah, as Brett Ernst would say, a nice little rotation. But tonight, the Nuggets and the Suns. The Suns up 1-0. Who do you like? Do you like the Suns to go 2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So do you like the sweep? Do you like the Suns to dominate that series?
I don't know about a sweep.
I mean, you're calling game sevens. I figured I'd ask
you. I don't know about a sweep, but I think that, you know.
Suns are a better team. They're riding high right now. You know, Booker's playing out of his mind. And if Chris Paul just plays like serviceable, he'll be good. You know what I mean? Like that team will succeed as Chris Paul goes and he stays on the court.
Well, the Nuggets are without Murray. That's huge.
Right. That's a big thing. So, what is it? It's Wednesday. So there's obviously more stuff going on tonight. The Yankees and the Mets back on the field. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. If you're listening to, sorry, the sound of my voice, we do have a brand new podcast on the network today. It launched. It's called Chart Choppers with Alan Austin. Be sure to check those guys out. Subscribe to his podcast. Gooch, I firmly believe, I know you haven't listened yet. Listen to it. You're going to love it because everybody loves a countdown. You know, like a top 10 show, a top 5 show, whatever it is. We broke down the top 10 fictional movie characters with a caveat. It couldn't be a real person or it couldn't be somebody with like a weird situation, an odd situation, like Mike or like a Henry Rowan Gardner broke his arm. All of a sudden he's a stud. It has to be like a pure athlete and you'll be interested to see from 10 to 1. It's a great conversation and Alan is a stud. He's an absolute stud when it comes to being behind the sticks. And then obviously tomorrow or Friday, we're not sure yet. I'm your NFL team will drop. That is the new show. Like I said yesterday, the edgiest show that we're going to have on our network, unless we decide to rev it up and go a little edgier. But that is the Keith Ernst, brother of Brett Ernst, who you can find on the Jersey Boys podcast, which is not on this network. And if, you know, not for nothing, if I don't start making some better money over there, maybe I'll just pull my show and get it back on, get it on my network here.
Yeah.
You know, our network.
But, I mean, we're not really trying to add any Cowboys shows to the network, though.
No, but we'll add the goddamn Jets, right?
The Jets, the Packers.
The Packers show is going to be in production soon.
We'll take on all shows.
We're flying high.
Especially yours, Dave.
I know. We have 9 shows right now, 2 still to debut, so 7 running, 2 to still to debut. Be sure to follow all of them. Follow us on Instagram, Chop Sports Network. Follow us on TikTok. We stink at that so far, but it's Chop Sports. And, of course, the Chop Sports Facebook group is always very eventful every day, no matter what. There's always something.
I found it funny when we were doing edits with your boy. He was doing the edits and he was putting my Twitter handle on the bottom. And I was like, I never tweeted once ever in my entire life. Why is that there?
I stopped tagging you. You can follow us on Twitter. But that's doing okay because a lot of the guys, the squeaky bums, the Mets, they tag us and they say that they're part of the network. Same thing with the goddamn Jets.
Maybe I should just sign in to that one again and just drop my little bullshit because I'm good at making a Facebook status. I could write a good Facebook status.
A good
status.
Tweet goes a long way, bro.
A good tweet is essentially a Facebook status.
It's in the universe. And you can delete them like Kevin Durant.
It's in my wheelhouse.
Oh, no. Kevin Durant's the one that deletes?
Well,
no.
He has. John Jones.
John Jones is the one that deletes.
The deleted
king
tweets.
Of deleted tweets. Big fight coming up right this weekend, right? I mean, yeah. You guys can't really preview it, so we'll review it. Maybe we'll talk about it as the week gets weekend.
Well, we previewed it a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, Nate Diaz is like a huge underdog.
He's a punching bag at this point. It might be sad.
Potentially hard for me to watch, but you know, Nate Diaz, he's been known to pull a rabbit out of a hat from time to time. The Davison Figueiredo and Brandon Moreno fight. They had a draw in their first fight.
Was it a draw?
It was an amazing fight, and it was a draw.
That's the Italian dream, right?
No, this is the That's a different one. That's what I'm getting to. That.
Sorry.
This is the younger, the smaller guys, 125.
Oh, okay. I started watching him back then, so I'm trying to catch up.
Figueiredo took the fight on short notice as champion. He won the belt and then fought like 3 weeks later just because he wanted to prove that he could make the weight, et cetera. He had weight problems in his life. But great fight. It was a draw. I think he's going to kind of come out and with a full camp, take Moreno out. And then Adesanya against Sloth from Goonies, Marvin Vettori.
He does look like
Sloth. He really does. And they had a split decision in their first fight.
But apparently Sloth thinks he won that fight outright. I remember that fight vaguely.
Him and only him and that one judge
a couple years ago, right?
How about this? I think it was Adesanya's very first fight in the UFC. And Vittori's they might have debuted against each other.
They're actually going back to the scene of the crime. Yeah. It was in Arizona.
And they have the trajectory is kind of the same where just Adesanya took off a lot more, became the champion. He's a star. And Vittori has quietly been rattling off win after win after win, just in a different, more boring fashion.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yeah, we can dive.
The template has been laid out by Błachowicz to take out Adesanya, so just take him down and lay on him.
I'm excited because, look, more UFC is good for everybody, and a big card coming up. Again, Nate Diaz, I saw that first. I know he's always been a marble mouth, but he looks like he's punch drunk as shit,
plus 400, so.
I might actually, you know what?
plus 400 on
not
the...
Not surprised, motherfucker. Yeah. We'll see.
And, yeah, just...
He might get his bell rung as well. So that's very... That guy looks like an absolute killer. And he might kill him. So he might actually
Leon
kill
Edwards
him.
Is the guy Leon that got Edwards, the three-piece in the soda from Masvidal backstage.
Mm.
He's... So okay. there's some... I guess tie in with the Jorge BMF, Leon Edwards, Nate Diaz.
Got it. Got it. Remember that stupid title they gave out? Was that the dumbest thing you've ever seen as a UFC fan?
Yeah.
With The Rock coming in, like, I'm going to give out a
belt. It wasn't even that dumb. It was just what made it dumb was The Rock.
And The Rock doesn't make anything dumb.
It was just like, come on, bro.
Which is
like, Nate Diaz was looking over. He's like, I don't like that motherfucker. Why is he here? He's like, that's Masvidal's boy. And that gave him, he was like, oh, I already know I lost this fight, even though he got sliced to.
So with that being said, right, we'll talk more about the Yankees getting back on the field. Gerrit Cole goes tonight, so that'll be the interesting topic we'll talk tomorrow about. The Mets look to rebound against the O's. You can find Ibby and John Saponaro dropping their Till Mets Do Us Part podcast tomorrow. Tomorrow morning they'll be dropping that, so they'll preview and talk about the Orioles series and probably a couple things that have transpired. I know Ibby's got some words for this whole DeGrom cheating thing. When, like, I know it wasn't a thing, and we didn't really try to turn it into a thing. It's just, again, very odd look when your team goes to bat for you. You're like, well, you know, a lot of people are like, well, he doesn't have social media, so, you know, they just wanted to go, he can't defend himself. Just stop. just
I want every single pitcher in Major League Baseball, after every single time they ever throw a pitch, not every time, but the next time. So in order, like, who's starting today? Oh, these 30 guys are starting, and who's going to come in the game as relievers? So when we get all these guys, I want every single pitcher to be asked that same direct question that Gerrit Cole was asked. Have you ever used Spider Tech?
Right.
Simple as that. Get everybody on record, not just him. I understand he's the Yankee. He's the highest paid. So he's got to fucking step up first, and he's...
Apparently, and what Buster Olin was saying today as we close this out, he said that the way that the umpires are going to check more frequently, I believe 3 to 4 times a game with pitchers, is that they're going to check them on their way off the field. So I guess basically, like, if for whatever reason Cole strikes out the side with some nasty shit tonight, the umpire has now the right to look at anything that he has.
Well, he always has the right.
He has the right, but I'm saying now it's going to be told to the umpires, go check him.
Oh, so you mean the umps get to interject their personalities even more into baseball. That's amazing.
Yes, which is going to be fan-freaking-tastic. So
that's for you, Mike.
Yeah. So for Sturch and Gooch and Production Pete, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow on a Thirsty Thursday, and it's softball day, everybody. We're getting back on the diamond. For the first time in 2 weeks, first time we're going to kick some ass. I can feel it. We got Jimmy back. Is he out? Is he hurt?
I don't know. But Matarese might be able to
Joe
play.
Joe Matarese in studio tomorrow. We'll see you then.
I don't know how to answer that.